I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's Nacho Mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around, it's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
Well, hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is Wednesday night, 9 p.m., and we are broadcasting live right here at DDP Radio at ddpradio.com. We have got a stacked episode for you tonight. I don't think we've had this much to talk about in an awful long time. Robert just informed me of something else that's going on, but it's pretty crazy in the DDP Yoga universe. And it's going to be a fun show tonight. As always, my name is Mike Mullins from Mikey90%.com. We're going to get right into this. Stacey Morris, the one and only from StaceyMorris.com. How are you, Stacey?
Hey, I'm doing good, guys. I took a break from the kitchen and recipe development, and I can't wait to hear what's going on in DDP's world.
Absolutely. And, of course, we have Robert McLaren as well, the mastermind behind DDPYoga.com. How are you, brother?
Doing good. I mean, I'm only one of many masterminds behind the new DDPYoga.com, but we're hanging in there, man. We are definitely staying busy.
Absolutely. And we kind of plugged this for a couple weeks on social media and stuff, but it's going to be an awesome show. We have returning to the show. It's been a while since he's been on, but he has been so damn busy. He's crazy. He's all over the world touring the Jake the Snake Roberts movie, the app, the Performance Center, so much going on. And I think he's actually on now. He needs no introduction. He's the godfather of DDP Yoga, Diamond Dallas Page. Hello.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, welcome back.
Good to be back. Now, let me ask you, can you actually hear me this time?
Yeah, you sound good.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're loud and clear.
Well, that's my new headset, so everybody seems to think they can. Because I can remember calling into this show so many times, and you'd lose me, I'd drop, you couldn't hear me. but it's good to hear everybody can hear me, man.
There's a lot of times where you have to keep calling back in.
Well, I'm here now, bro. Who's working the Twitter? Let's put it out there on Twitter. Matter of fact, I'm going to do it myself, too. Get it out there. We're live on... here we go. Live on DDP Yoga. So,
you guys
want to ask me questions, or you just want me to talk? Because you know I can do either.
I'm sure you could fill more than a day's worth of conversation, especially with all the stuff going on. And real quick, this is really breaking as we go on the air, and Robert talked about it, and then we'll get into all the other stuff. Jared Mollenkopf, who's an amazing success story in DDP Yoga. He's getting some mad hits on those videos. His videos is blowing up and inspiring a ton of people. And this is just kind of developing as we go along because it's really just blown up in the past several hours.
Well, you know, Jarrett came up to me. I was at the resurrection of Jake the Snake when we did it in the first Slam Dance Film Festival. And he come up to me after the... after the movie was over, and Jake and I were walking down the stairs, and he said, "Yo, DDP, can I bother you? Robert, are you typing?
That you? No, I'm not.
Hit your whoever is typing, hit your mute key." he came up to me and he said, "DDP," and at the time he's 6 foot, about 320, and he says, "DDP, I just got to tell you, I love the program. I'm, it's changed my life, and I just want to thank you." He said, I lost 190 pounds in 8 months. And I was like, really? You know, because I mean, I've never heard that kind of a number before. And I didn't know if he was being straight with me or not. And I said, Brenda, did you hear that? And she said, did I hear you say you lost 160 pounds in 10 months? He goes, no. He goes, I lost 190 pounds in 8 months. And I looked in his eyes, and I knew he was sincere. And I said, is there any way that you joined Team DDP Yoga? And he said, yes, I did. And I just looked up in the sky, looked up into the heavens, and said, God, please, please, please. And I looked in his face, and I said, is there any chance you took those 6 pictures? And he said, no, I actually didn't take the pictures. I videoed them.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow, dude, you videoed him. I go, why'd you video him? I go, I love that idea, but why did you do that? He said, well, I didn't really have anybody that could take the pictures. So, you know, I figured, let me do this. And we talked for a while, and when we were up there, it's the same Slam Dance is the same time as Sundance. And by the way, I just want to let anybody know who hasn't been following the resurrection of Jake the Snake, that if you go to jakethesnakemovie.com and sign up, you'll know when we can get our get your pre-sale of the VOD, which is video on demand. It's going to be February at the latest, maybe as early as January. So if you go to jakethesnakemovie.com and get on our mailing list, you'll be the first to know, and you'll be the first to know when our DVD is up and going. So we were up there for the movie, and Sundance, of course, is, you know, the WWE. I mean, they're the big superstar there. Slam Dance is a very credible, amazing film festival, but they're not Sundance. Sundance is its own animal. And they have the top 10 parties from Sundance. And someone had asked our publicist, so what are the guys doing, you know, for this weekend? And they said, well, we're having the a party over at the crib for the Royal Rumble. And it hit top 10 parties to be at. And it was a dry party, because obviously Scott and Jake, there was no booze involved. And I invited Jarrett to come. And when he came, he was there with all the people. And I had a really bad sore throat. It was the beginning of when my throat would close me down and put me in the ICU. But it was still a couple of weeks away from that. But it was bad, and I could hardly talk. So when people found out that I wasn't at the party, that I was resting, they bought it. And then when I showed up at the Rumble at number 13 spot, huge pop all around, especially in that house. You know, there was about 70 people there, and they had a great time. But the thing about Jarrett that was the most amazing to me, I went, because after I talked to him, I wanted to see, you know, his pictures. I wanted to see where he started. But I really wanted to see what he wrote. Because he wrote a journal, a day one journal, that I copied the entire thing, and it was one of the last posts that I put up on Diamond Dallas page on teamddpyoga.com. And I said, anyone who's starting here, who's trying to in any way lose weight, needs to read this immediately. Because he hit every single thing that I say to do. But really, I followed a lot of it when I told Arthur and had such great results with Arthur. So when people tell me they want Arthur results or Jarrett results, well, you got to put that work in. You got to do, you know, take the pictures, do the measurements. You got to do the journal, the food journal. You got to write down your goals. You got to do all. He did it all. And down the middle, it went done, 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 done. And he still had 135 more pounds to go. So I'll tell you, on the new DDP Yoga app, DDP Yoga Now, there is all new workouts. They're Energy 2.0, Fat Burner 2.0, Stand Up 2.0. Stacy, who's one of our, you know, amazing transformation and kept it all for 5 years. She's in like the classic number one spot with Terry Lang, the Yoga Doc, and Arthur. Like, that's the fearsome foursome right there, you know, who really helped build a lot of the, you know, the momentum of everything that we're doing, because they were such amazing examples and walked the talk. Now, Jared's scenario, when I looked around at the group that Jared was in, and I don't remember what workout we did. It might have been Fat Burner, but I'm not sure. I looked to the left of me, and there's Christina. And Christina runs the Performance Center. And she's lost 62 pounds in an amazing transformation. The person behind her is Matt. And Matt's not hit his goal yet, but he's down 150 pounds. Across from him is his wife, who hasn't hit her goal yet, but she's close, Amy, and she's down 80 pounds. And in front of her is, God, who is it? I can't remember. Oh, yeah, it's Jared, who's down 313 pounds. 313 pounds. God. On this stage, there's 605 pounds lost. So, what I
only
after
four
we got
too.
Done, right? Four people. So, after we got done, we were sitting around having a break because we were getting ready to film again. And I was just thinking that Morph video that Steve put together, Steve Yu, of all the amazing journeys, you know, that starts with one step. And I thought, couldn't we have all four of them standing up on stage the way they were and morph them into where they are for the workout? So Steve and I talked about it, and after lunch we came back, and I start with me walking up the center of the stage saying, you know, it's really funny to me how so many of these fitness programs use fitness models as their people who work out with them. I said, here at DDP Yoga, we have a different philosophy. We like to take the people who had amazing results with our product and put them in the videos, like these people. And then they come up and they pop up in day one. And then I say, but that's not the way they are today. They're more like this, and they morph. And then I go, okay, guys, and we go in a circle, bang, and we start off. So that's going to be a really, really cool, you know, video, because we can get everybody standing the way they were. It's really going to be really fun to see that come together. But I'm so excited about the app that it finally is up and going. It's not on iTunes yet, but it will be within the next day or so. We heard from iTunes, but it is up on Google Play. And so you can get the app there for your Droid or your tablet. And I'm going to take questions today, so I'm sure Stacy has some of them. I just want to give you a scan over of the app in general, because I have it open in front of me. If you have a tablet, or it's easier on your computer, you can see it on your computer, but the iPad and the tablet are really amazing because, you know, they're big phones, and the interaction is really amazing. And anybody who's out there is listening, and you want to just go through the pull up ddpyoganow.com, because anybody can get this app for free. Now, it's not going to get all the special features because it cost me almost $1 million to make. And I built a $2.4 million performance center to build it all, to make it all. So, of course, it's not all going to be free. But there are some inner workings of it.
That being said, you are offering a deal to the people who already invested in your program and paying it back to them, and you know, giving them some love for already believing in the process, right?
Absolutely, great point, Michael. And if you're listening, and you didn't get the email, because we sent it to everybody who got the program, you know, and I'm talking about 4 years ago. If you got DDP Yoga, we got your email, so we're going to pop it. You can send it out once in a while. You can't put them on the constant email list. Hello, beautiful. My beautiful redheaded wife just walked in here. So I'm doing DDP radio right now, honey. How was dinner?
Dinner was fantastic.
Oh, Okay, well, give me a kiss hello. All right. So anybody who, you know, got the program, we sent you an email saying that starting on December 3rd, we have another thing coming out that will get you a link to get a code so that you can have the workout for a month to check out. So I encourage you all to check it out. You're really going to love it. And anyone who now is thinking about getting the program or for getting it for somebody else, you get it for 3 months. And that's part of the program if you get the DVDs. But you know, all the deals are up there on DDP Yoga Now. If you just want to get the program, if you're calling, if you're listening from the UK, we got a lot of people in the UK. If you're listening from Australia, which, by the way, I will be in Sydney. Me and Brenda will be in Sydney and in Melbourne in April. So April going into May. I'm not sure the exact dates. Stay tuned about that. But the app itself and DDP Yoga Now is all up here. So let me just run through the clippings of what it is, and then we'll take questions from people. When you first come to the app, it'll say, and you've got it locked in, it'll say, will this be you? And it's got a video of all the amazing transformations morphing. If you slide to the right, you'll see next live workout starts in 1 day, 11 hours, 43 minutes, and 24 seconds, which will be 9 o'clock on Friday morning. You got the program. You can get on live with us at 9 a.m. East Coast. If you slide it to the right, you'll see start workout, you know, what your next workout's going to be. And that'll be all in it, you know, just like we put it up on the booklet where you pick the beginner, intermediate, advanced. It all lays that out for you. And that program can be changed to whatever you want it to be, which I'll get to in a minute. If you slide down farther, you'll see the peanut butter protein shake. And we're going to have shakes and juices. People always ask me, what's a good juice recipe? We're going to have it for you. We're going to do soup making out of the Vitamix. We're going to do egg recipes and all sorts of gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO foods. In other words, real food. And we'll start to build that up. We have the old stuff that we had from Accountability Crib, but we'll start to build that up starting late December, going into January, because we're so bogged down. Because the really cool thing about this, a lot of people want to have the DVDs. Well, they've got the DVDs from maybe 4 years ago, but we took all the new ones, Energy 2.0, Fat Burner 2.0, Diamond Cutter 2.0. They're a version, but not the same, but same teaching regimen. And they're up right now on the app, but they will also be on the DVD starting with the new year. But it's not just going to be them. There's also going to be DDP Yoga for Kids. There'll be one of the workouts up for there. It's up on the app right now, on DDP Yoga Now, right now. but what's coming with that is a lot of different workouts for kids. And one of the things we have in the performance center is this green screen, which is 30 feet wide, 16 feet up, and we can lay 20 feet out on the green on the ground. So literally, we can do DDP yoga on the moon, which we will. That'll be the first thing we do. And then we're going to be going to kids, you know. And I'm going to be playing a movie, Gods and Secrets. And Gods and Secrets is a superhero movie by Adi Shankar, and I'm one of them. And I realized how much kids love this character, this outfit. So I thought, I'm going to be a superhero, dressed as a superhero, sometimes myself, and I'm going to do workouts with kids. And I put kids occasionally, who would be just like superheroes, to do these superhero DDPY workouts that I've come up with. So that's going to be a lot of fun because there's so many kids doing it right now. And then there's DDPY beginner, and that's for people who are extremely overweight and have a little tough time with mobility. You've had to figure out, like Nathan has learned to use his couch, and you know Arthur used the chair. You know, well, this is all around the chair, and it's all around what I call beginner. It's for people who are really, really big. It's for people who are really, really hurt. It's for people like Jake and Scott, who in the beginning couldn't go to the ground and get back up again. So they use the chair. Before you know it, it's one chair. Before you know it, there's no chair. So it gets you ready for the beginner series. So it's all about making it work for you, making the DDPY your own. So back to the front screen. On top of that, we've got different videos. But if you look below it, you'll see scorecard. This is right on the first page. And if you hit scorecard and you pull it up, you'll see points, you'll see consistency, you'll see calories burned, and average time in the zone. Well, every time you do the workout, you're going to get points. But if you wear your heart monitor, and I'm talking about your Bluetooth heart monitor, you're going to get double the points. The first time you actually put the Bluetooth heart monitor on and it connects to your app, right to DDP Yoga Now, it'll come across the top of your screen. You just received 500 points. Now, every time you use the heart monitor with the workout, your points are doubled. So that's the incentive there to wear your heart monitor on top of knowing where you are in your zone. On top, it's the best for your health. Then above that is your logistics. It says logs, L-O-G-S. That tells you exactly what your workout was like, and it's going to calculate all of them. Next to that will be your progress pictures. Everybody who's a part of Team DDP Yoga knows about it. But when you push the progress pictures, what's going to come up is a picture of what you're supposed to do. Front, side, bent over. Try to pick your leg up. All six positions. Every time you, well, when you do that the first time, you're going to get 1,000 points. Every time after that, you'll get every month. You can only do it once a month. Every month after that, you get 250 points. You go to measurements, it's the same thing. You start out with a big bunch of points, and then you get continual points every month. And on the measurements, we'll have stuff like your weight, then your measurements as far as your inches, whether it's your bicep, your chest, your quad, your calf. And you can keep track of that every month. And we had a girl at our performance center a couple days ago, Jody, and Jody had lost about 67 pounds, I believe, in a year. But in the last 4 months, I want to say lost 39 pounds and 47 inches because she went through the phase three eating plan. She went the same phase three eating plan that Jared did, you know, and that's why she got those crazy results. Plus, she feels amazing. But, like, she lost that 39 pounds. She gained losing 47 inches. So that's why you want to put that up there so you get motivated by that, right? I mean, that's how I do that.
And this is making it much easier to be accountable and to, you know, organize all your steps.
And what's really great, you're going to get rewarded for it. I'll get to that in a second. So then I want you to put down pain. You see that where it says that, injury and pain? You got this pulled up, Stace? Where you see that? It's got injuries and pain there. And you can see if you got a circle next to your shoulder. You got one near your knee. You got one near your back. Mm. You can flip it around and do the middle of your back. Like, where's your pain at? Because I guarantee you, if you do the program, if you eat real food, your pain will start to go away. It's not going to happen right away. With some people, it does. But it's you just get mobile and you start moving and track it so you know where you are. And then you'll see as time goes on, it'll start to diminish. That's what the goal is. Under that's got blood pressure. Under that's got blood sugar. Under that has diabetic. So we do all that so we know where you are when you're starting. We encourage everyone to go see a doctor so that your truest, you know, blood pressure and blood sugar and AIC are all where they're, you know, what the doctor says, not what you say. And every time you do it, every month, you're going to get points. Now, what are those points going to be good for? Well, for starters, it's going to be specialty T-shirts for different levels of points. So you'll only be able to get that T-shirt, and you get it for free when you earn these amount of points. Then, after that, it might be a phone call for me. It might be one from Jake. Who knows? It might be one from Stevie Richards. Who knows? But it'll be there so you can redeem it for points. You can also get a Tervis bottle. We got these really cool new Tervis bottles of DDP Yoga on Anside. It could be a weekend at the accountability crib. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so, but that you can imagine, that's going to be a lot of points. And, you know, people say to me, but what if you don't know them? It's like, and everybody's on this phone, on this show with me knows, if you've had amazing results, I know you. You know?
Yeah, like, you have a way.
Right. I mean, you know, so many of the people have come through and, you know, stayed with me here or been to the retreat and hung out. So it's not like I don't know. And anytime anybody's looking for help, just like Stacey Morris, when Terry Lang told me she lost 30 pounds, I picked up the phone and called you, didn't I?
Yeah, and I had to pull over. My heart was pumping. Yep.
You told me something when we first met, and you said if people actually knew how accessible I was, they'd shit themselves. Because you know, I noticed that firsthand. Like, I mean, I was doing the program for a month and a half, and you already knew my name when I was popped up on Facebook and Team DDP Yoga. You have a weird ability to connect with people that you don't know and make them feel like the most important people in the world, which is a unique skill that not many people have.
Well, you know, Michael, also it really comes down to people putting the work in. Because if anybody, like, I'll be nice to any fan, but you know, that's who I am. I'm like Mickey Mouse with tattoos. But if you're putting the work in and I see you really trying, you know, that's the deal for me, you know, because I'm all about work ethic equals results. Work ethic equals my attention. So I'm gonna try to buzz through this a little bit quicker. If you go to the workout page, you'll see recently added videos, beginner, intermediate, advanced. Then it gets into flexibility, core. Like, you'll see some of these are repeated in some areas. Well, that's because they fit both categories. They might be all about core, but all about flexibility and strength. So you might find them in different areas. As we go on, we've got about 20 workouts up here that the old school and the new school, probably about 25 total workouts up here. If you add everything in and where it's going. I've really broken down the Diamond Dozen now. The Diamond Dozen will at some point be a Diamond 100 because I'm going to break down everything. But I don't break it down just as one move like touchdown. Another one, Diamond Cutter. I combine touchdown and a diamond cutter. You know, something I'll do by itself would be bar back or catcher, but if I'm doing a lunge, I'm going to do a bunch of things out of it. So that's where you're actually going to really be able to get a workout just picking up some of the Diamond Dozen, throwing four or five of those together and flip back and forth. And it's so easy, you don't have to put the DVD in, pull it out, pop it in, you go bloop, 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 bang, 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 you're right in the next workout if you want to do something like that. So, again, you'll see custom at the top of this. If you want to go for a hike, if you want to go do, you know, a boot camp workout, go lifting weights, whatever it is, you can hit the custom button. It'll automatically pick up your heart rate monitor. Boom, you go in and you start doing your workout. And you're right there, and you get to see how many calories you burn. Now, if you don't have a heart monitor, this is important. When you see calories burned, we put them, just like they calculate stuff on your Stairmaster or your elliptical or whatever, we calculate calories burned on the lowest end of the scale. So you're going to burn the lowest, maybe 250 calories if it's, say, it's a half-hour workout or whatever. But if you're wearing the heart monitor, then it's true. Then it's exactly where you worked out because you're electronically connected. Well, at that point, it might be 475 calories you burn. Another reason, and I don't care if you get a heart monitor from DDPY or you go get your own. I don't care. You want to wear a heart monitor. So that gets us out of the workouts. I'm not going to get into the whole scheduling, how you can change all that. We'll have videos up there in our DDP TV section, which so much will be inspiring, so much will be instructional, telling you how to get around, what to do, how to do it. And the last thing is all about the food. And that's where we're going to go in there. We're cooking different recipes. I can't wait. Stacy said she was working on some new recipes. When her and Chef Bill get down here next time, maybe in January or February, I'm bringing them in the kitchen with me. And then we're going to go through what they've got for us there and start, boom, hitting it going. And who knows? Maybe Stacey ends up with her own cooking show at some point. And this might be the catalyst that makes all that happen, you know? So now I'm open for questions, whatever anybody wants to ask me.
Can I just throw something in real quick? I know several people have asked me, you talked about the tablet and the screen being big enough, and a lot of people prefer the DVDs due to the fact that you can throw it on and watch it on your big screen TV. I have this little gimmick that I just got at Target for $30 that you plug into your tablet and plug right in directly into your television and allows you to broadcast whatever it is on your tablet onto your TV. They're fairly cheap, and this might be something you could look into, Dallas, to making available on the website. Maybe if you can get them in bulk or something. And it comes up perfect, resolution and everything, and you can just watch your tablet if you're doing the workouts and just connect it through your TV if you're looking for that experience. Because I have had people say, I don't think I could do a workout on a tablet. I'd like it on my TV. And that's a whole different a great way to broadcast it on your television and have a bigger, larger picture.
I totally agree with you, bro, and that's a great thing. Send me that link because I will definitely put that up there. But, a lot of people, I've got Apple TV, so my computer right now, boom, goes right to my TV. If you've got Google TV, boom, it goes right to your TV. But they cost more than $30, so I would encourage everybody to get that. How do they get that? Where would they look to get that?
I just went and grabbed one at Target. They were like $29.95. They're very simple. You don't have to do anything except for plug one into your TV and plug the USB into your television, and it shows up just as it would on your iPad.
Wow, that's awesome, man, because I want to try with that. We might just get those and try to yell.
Yeah, I'll shoot the link over to you.
Yeah, that'll be awesome, man. It's just something else that we can have there to offer people to make it more, so they don't have to spend anything. I think Apple TV is like $100. But if you can get it for $29, boom, get that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Stacey, did you come across any questions from people today?
Yeah, I do have some questions. First is from our friend Genevieve, and she sends her love to you, DDP, and she wants to know if there will be regular workshops and also ultimate workshops happening at the Performance Center.
Yeah, it's first of all, Jen, another one of our great transformations, and really, really worked really hard to get there. So much so that we became friends, and then I invited her down to be in the DVDs if she wanted to, and she came on down. So she's actually in there, and she's a part of the Diamond Dozen too. She was there the day that I started filming the Diamond Dozen. We have a workshop this Saturday, and there's two spots left. Because we can only fit X amount of people in there. But a workshop is where I, start out with inspiration meets perspiration. We talk. I try to get everybody so inspired they want to run through a brick wall. Then we talk, I get really into the heart monitor and why you want to use it and, why it's such a key part. I really get into breathing at a whole different level. Really get into the Diamond Dozen, dynamic resistance. And then we do a workout. Well, at an ultimate workshop, once that's over, which is about 2.5 hours, well, at that point, everybody takes showers. I've got like 4 showers, so take a little bit of time to get the showers and work people in. And at that point there, then everybody comes out and we do the cooking part. And I've got Jade going to make some really amazing recipes with me. Linda always really helps out. Brenda helps out. And we're going to cook a whole cornucopia of different delicious foods that will, get people eating like, wow, this is all genetically modified free. Brenda actually sent me a did you get that email I sent to you, Stacey, about the Russians?
Yes, I did. Yeah, and I wanted to, if there's time, I wanted to talk a little about GMOs because that's something to really avoid if possible.
Well, that's our whole thing about it. Like I say, I only want to focus on gluten-free and dairy-free anymore because if you're GMO-free, you're pretty much gluten and dairy-free, because there really isn't any wheat out there. The milk, organic milk, and just doesn't work for me and doesn't work for a lot of people, but it's way better than milk that's just plain and simple genetically modified. Like, we'll talk about this later, but Russia banned it. They banned all. They used the word Monsanto. they banned all Monsanto products. So that was really that's a big score for people
that's
who are looking
great.
To have healthy food. Back to the job. Well, after we get done doing all the cooking, and we'll have some bottles of wine there, we're going to put a little toast, and then we'll sit back and watch the resurrection of Jake the Snake, and then we'll do a Q&A afterwards. So it'll be a full day, probably about 7 hours. That's an ultimate workshop. And I think that's all I'm ever going to do it at the
December 5th.
Center. December 5th, yeah, this Saturday. You can still go on ddpyoga.com and go under workshops, or I should say appearances, and then it'll say workshops, and you can find out right there.
Wow. What a cool thing to do that and get inspired and healthy during the holidays. So then in January, you're not a train wreck.
Right. And that's the goal, right? That's the goal. And really for everybody, including myself, because I have my pet peeve is sugar. And, everybody's got a problem with that. Stacey, I know you battle it really well. Terry Lang, too. But tough for me, and I just work at it. I just try not to have as much as I really want, and start to back myself off on it. If anybody wants to call in, Robert, what's the number up there?
347-994-1216, and make sure you press 1. And, Dallas, I know you were just talking about sugar real quick, and I was going to point you in a direction, and anybody else who might watch this. You ever watched the show John Oliver, Last Night Tonight? Used to be on The Daily Show. Now he does, an HBO show.
Oh, sure. Sure. See, great
he
show.
He rants on certain things. He did one a couple weeks ago about how just the addictive drug factor that sugar is, and it's available on YouTube. He does a 15-16 minute diatribe on it, which he peppers in comedy, but it really makes you think and just how manipulative the industry is to make sugar so desirable and knowing it's so addictive. And he puts a big thing out on it's on YouTube now, but it was on his HBO show about sugar. And if anybody in the DDPO community isn't familiar with the dangers of sugar and how addictive it can be, check out that thing. It's a lighthearted look at it, but it's also very thought-provoking.
Well, dude, send me that link. I want to send that link and bleep out the F-bombs.
And Dallas,
Did we lose you, Mike?
Yeah, I will send it to you as soon as we wrap up here. And I just want to...
That's normally my gig.
I've got a few more questions
Let me just lead this in. There's two things about sugar, and again, it's every one of our vices. But the more you know, the more responsibly you'll eat. And here's the two facts I'm going to give you. When I saw the movie Fed Up by Katie Couric, and she took on the big boys, Coca-Cola and Kellogg's, which blew my mind because they sort of pay her salary on the big shows where she makes millions of dollars. But she busted them. And if you look, and I challenge you now to walk into your pantry, grab any box or can, anyone you want, and it'll say calories, fat grams, it might say trans fat, it might say protein. It'll get down to sugar. And if you look to the right, all the way over the right of that column, it'll say percentage of fat you should have during the day. If there's 4 grams of fat in this, it might be 6% of what you should have the entire day. And then they talk about carbohydrates. This might be 27. That might be 13% of the carbohydrates you should eat that day. And it's approximation. And then it'll get the sugar. And if you look all the way over to the sugar column, you won't see a percentage. There's nothing there. And the reason why. Go ahead, Stacey.
The food lobbyists.
Oh, yes.
Right. And the deal is, they have such control over everything. The sugar companies are old school monster money, worth bazillions. They're so strong that they got the percentage taken off. And the reason why I say this, if you have two cookies, like look on the back of the ingredients and look, especially if you're having trouble with your weight and you're wondering why you can't lose weight because you only eat five cookies. Well, when you look over at the grams of sugar, you might have seen 27 grams. Well, you're thinking for the pack. No, that's for two cookies. And that's low. Normally it'd be like 37. And if you look at how many grams, 27 grams would be the percentage of how much sugar that you should take in, it's like 23 grams. It's some number like that. I don't know the exact number, but it's like that. So that means if you had two cookies at 27 grams of sugar, you would be 106% of how much sugar you should take in for the day. You only ate two cookies.
It's unreal.
That percentage thing went out the friggin' door. And one other thing I got to tell you is, this is a study I just saw where there was 43 rats, and they induced heroin into these rats. So now they're addicted. Heroin, the most addictive thing in the world, right? They're addicted to heroin. At some point, they stick a little thing of sugar out there, sugar water. In 30 days, 40 of the 43 rats go to the sugar and not the heroin.
Oh, my God.
That will go to the next step. That's a fact. So go ahead.
Dallas, you're up on all this stuff. You keep up to the news and all the stuff that goes on with it. We'd love to have you back, sooner than later and talk about some of the nutrition stuff because it's constantly evolving as science rolls out with more and more information on stuff. And I know you and Brenda, keep your eyes on that. We should really chat about that in the upcoming months about like all the different things that you're discovering on this.
Well, I'm going to start coming back at least once every 6 weeks, no matter what, just to keep everybody abreast of everything we're doing. Because I know people might have questions. Like, I know everybody freaked out when they saw $29.99 a month for the app. What? It's that's not our goal. Our goal is to let you know that we're worth a minimum of $29.99 a month. But if you got it for 3 months, it was like $39.99 a month, which is like 13 something a month. But if you got it for a year, it was $8.99, which is a dollar less than the WWE Network at $9.99.
We have three callers on hold, too. We have three callers on hold, too. So, Stacey, I don't know how many more questions you have or if you want to interspace them within the callers or what do you want to do?
Just a couple of real quickies, one-syllable answers. Are you going to Portland anytime soon for a workshop?
God, I loved it there when I went there to why was I up there? Can't remember why I was up in Portland. Oh, yeah, Jake's movie. I was thinking, why the hell was I there?
Oh, that's right.
But I loved that city. So if there's enough demand for it, enough people ask us for it, whoever's asking me that question, if you could put together a group and, me and Brenda will come out. I would stay. I could live in Portland. I thought it was so beautiful. And the trees, they've got the tallest, most beautiful trees ever, ever. I'm a big tree person. So go ahead. What's next, Stacey?
Okay, that's Randy. Okay, Randy, you got your answer. Randy Moyer. And
Randy!
Our friend Roger, who's always in the chat room, he bought your DVDs at a store, one of those as-seen-on-TV stores. Who can he contact by email at the company to ask about the app and how to get hooked up with that?
That'd be me.
That would be Robert.
Okay. Great. That's it. Bring on the phone call.
All right. Yeah, we got a call on the line. Robert, who's
that? The first one up is going to be Bill. You with us, Bill?
Hey, how's everyone? Yeah, I'm here. How's everyone doing tonight?
Hey, Bill.
Good, Billy.
Hey, I'm going to keep this short and moving. I know the app's, going to hit iTunes shortly. And I hope sometime after that, there's accessibility functions and features added to the app. Due to the fact there are a lot of blind and visually impaired people out there, and I want the DDP Yoga brand and app to be open to them. And if there's anything I can do to help support that, I'll be totally for doing it. No questions asked. So I wanted to put that on the table since Dallas Page is being kind enough to, you know, come on the radio show tonight.
I was going to say, Bill calls in quite a bit. He's visually impaired, so just letting you know about the question.
Well, you know, I probably could take, because I do give a lot of instruction, you know, when I'm doing something, which makes it completely different than regular yoga, which pretty much, you know, just calls out names and gives limited description. That's why it's so much harder to teach DDPY than it is regular yoga, or shouldn't say more challenging, because you actually have to say what you're doing. As far as for the hearing, we are looking into that closed caption, and we're starting with Jake's movie, and we're going to do a closed caption on that. At some point, you know, we are definitely going to look towards that. We're also going to be looking to go to different languages. You know, like Spanish would probably be the first one. Then I don't know, but whether it's German or, Japanese, I don't know what it's going to be, but I know it's going to be something like that. And I'll just find interpreters to overdub what I'm saying.
Yeah, if I could quickly throw something in there, then I'll let you guys get on to the next caller. Thanks, Mike, for letting them know I'm visually impaired, but I'm just, you know, I'll just call it what it is. I'm just blind. Ain't no shame in that.
No, not at all.
And you know, I believe in this DDP yoga myself, and I feel if we could open it up to blind, visually impaired, hearing impaired, that'll be awesome. And since you said you might be working on closed captioning for Jake's documentary or video documentary or whatever you want to call it.
No, it's literally a documentary. Like, shoot.
Okay. And sorry about that. I'll correct myself then. And I was wondering if there might be a feature to add descriptive narration.
Yeah, and I think that, again, I think I can come up with my own workout for that. You know,
the descriptive narration for the Jake's movie.
I think we're pretty descriptive when we're talking, so I don't really.
Absolutely.
You know, I can be a better help with it. Like, pretty much in certain parts of a movie that are there's no verbalizing.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
No dialogue.
Like Jake walks. Yeah. Jake's movie.
Yeah,
it's a very dialogue-heavy movie to begin with. Which I think will help with that type of thing. There's a lot of conversationalists going back and forth. I think that would, you know, be an easier to follow movie than like an action flick where there's, you know, very little dialogue.
You know, I'll tell you, I'll be surprised, Joe, because I know you're on this, you follow us, you're going to end up getting the VOD. You might not be able to see it, but you'll be able to hear it. And I really am interested to know I want to know after you listen to it, if you still think that needs it. Mainly because it's a documentary, and Steve was so detail-oriented. Like, I don't really think there's many times, except for you could say, maybe you could say something like, as they show the skyline of New Orleans. You know, maybe that would be something in between stuff we're saying, or as Jake passes back and forth in the dark, boom, Dylan starts talking. So, you know, Jake's not looking good today. You know, something wrong. You know, I'm not sure if he's been drinking. You know, it's pretty descriptive. So I'll be really interested, really, if you, what you think when it's, you know, after you get a chance to listen to it.
No, I mean, I will totally take a listen to it because, you know, I'm intrigued by it. I've seen clips of it, and I just want to hear his whole story. And, you know, I appreciate all your guys' time, especially yours, Dallas, because I've, you know, followed your career before this, followed it now. And I'm just, you know, I'm a supporter of this whole thing and getting it out there for a small, you know, small group of hearing impaired, visually impaired, blind individuals. Like, just, I'm just for all getting it out there.
Very cool, buddy. Stay in touch. Right.
Thanks for calling, Bill.
All right, I will. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks for
having me.
Bye.
And just to be on the record, I would pay to see you dubbed in Spanish.
Okay. It'll happen at some point, I'm sure of that.
Mm-hmm. Next up, we got Nathan.
Hello, Nathan.
Hello.
Hey, Nate.
Nathan.
What's up, man?
Hey.
Can you hear me? I just had a quick question. You were mentioning about being able to hook up your heart rate monitor to the app, your Bluetooth heart rate monitor. But for people like me who are bigger guys, of course, that have a hard time with the strap, who have, like, Fitbits or Apple Watches, would we be able to hook up to the app with those?
Absolutely. I just want you to know, and it's your choice because you have to use that at this point, but you'll never get the exact heart rate or closest to it on a wrist or a forearm that you would get off your heart. But it's close. You know, it's going to be close. So, yeah, it absolutely. It will really pick up originally, and it's important that you connect your own, because this way you'll be able to track your own deal. Like, really, anybody will be able to use your app if you've got it and you want your mom to use it, or your sister, your wife, or whoever. But you just don't want them to track it if you're tracking your own info. You know, you don't want that clicked in and doing that. When it gets to the end, you just don't have them, don't log their workout in, because you're following your own stuff. And I'm not sure how many units we make it accessible to. I think it's 3. It might be 5. I'm not sure. So some people give it to their friend. Other people might have their, you know, be on their iPhone or their iPad or their computer, because there's only X amount of units it goes to. That I'm not even sure. Robert, do you know that answer?
Yeah, as of right now, just to clarify, the Apple Watch doesn't work just yet, but it should soon, because they're opening up their infrastructure or their the way the app works. Garmin and Fitbit may not be compatible, but right now there's like 7 different ones.
But why not? Because it picks up Fuse. I've picked up Stevie's. I've picked up a bunch of them. Is there some that just aren't compatible?
Well, it's not that they're compatible. It's that they shut them down, so they don't play with other apps very well. So they want you to use their apps. So I've got a list here.
Right.
Like the Wahoo Ticker and the Wahoo Ticker X work. Polar 87, Mio Fuse, Rhythm Plus, Mio Alpha. All those have been tested and work with the app.
Right. Cool.
And if anybody has any questions about the app, or they want to see a tutorial, we're starting to put those up at ddpyogasupport.com.
Yeah, and I got to put this out here. You know, Dallas, the build for your app is, you know, a brand new concept from scratch, never been created before. And as with any app, when you roll out, you're going to have, you know, it's been incredibly, like, a smooth rollout. But, you know, there's going to be little kinks here and there as you work things out. And as, like, more things become available, like the Apple Watch and stuff, you know, it's going to evolve over time and then get better and better as we go along. And I'm sure there's so much more you're going to be able to do with this in the future as technology evolves and the app evolves.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's really crazy. And one of the reasons why we have snafus, but we don't have anywhere near the amount we would have had 6 months ago is because I didn't roll it out. Like, you know, you guys, I've been talking about this for a year. And, you know, I never gave a firm date because it wasn't what I wanted it to be. I didn't like the front face. I didn't like, you know, how it rang up at the end. There were so many things that were clunky. Now, I've looked at a bunch of apps. I mean, I've seen just about every fitness app that's out there. No one no one offers what we're doing. No one's even on the same page because they have just, they're going to copy it. You know, companies that, you know, got hundreds of millions of dollars, they're going to copy it, but we're going to be the first that did it. And, you know, you can't copy DDP yoga. You just can't. You can try, but you got to have the story. And the only reason it works is because of all the amazing, you know, life stories, you know, Stacy included, and, you know, Arthur and the other Stacy and Terry and, you know, all the guys. It's like crazy, from Eric to E.T. I mean, there's so many of them, you know, that had, you know, amazing results with the product and they're passionate about it. So, you know, that's really why I built this whole thing, to take us into the, you know, the next level of fitness. Stacy, do we have one more person on there on the clock, or Robert?
Something I think else? There's another caller.
Yeah, we got one more. We should have just enough time to sneak him in if he's not quite as talkable as he usually is. But we've got Travis.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Travis.
Hey, Dallas. Good to hear from you. Hey, two questions real quick. One, you just mentioned about, you know, the Dime Dozen turning into, like, the Diamond 100 and things like that. How is that going to translate into the Level 2 certification? Any word on that?
Oh, yeah. But Yoga Doc will be here tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And we've put that whole video together. And I think that'll be coming in January. You know, right now, it's mainly getting everything edited the way we need it. And right now, like, my guys, I mean, I got the best crew on the planet. And, you know, like Robert, you know, we work till we're done, till we get it done. And we just, you know, at some point I decided, before we burn more DVDs, because we're running out, you know, we're at the end of this turn, and like, it couldn't be at a better time. But we've had to rush to get these workouts. Like, we can online, we can keep changing the music and cleaning it up and getting it where we want it to be. You know, we could do it for the next couple of months and keep changing the workouts out and just fine-tuning them. But we need them fine-tuned now because they got to get burnt on the DVDs. Because some people are going to want to have the app, and they're going to want to have the DVDs because they're just used to that whole deal. You know, it's sort of like when you wanted to have cassettes and you wanted to have CDs. I don't know anybody who's got CDs anymore. But I do know a lot of people who still have DVDs. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, that these were all locked in, and so we can have the DDP yoga for kids up there. Now, well, there'll be one workout up there for kids on the app. By the end of January, there'll probably be 5 or 8, you know, so it's just going to keep growing. And that's what's great about the app. I just got to keep, you know, it's just space, it's just content, and we'll be able to fill it up and mark it up and show people how to get around, and, you know, we'll be able to get all our word out there. Plus, coming in January is the DDP video wake up alarm clock. And what that means, I'm going to be knocking on the screen of your iPad or your tablet. And, yo, monkey, get out of bed. You know,
oh,
come on,
God.
Cupcake. You know, don't make me come in there. You know, and some of them are intimidating. Some are inspiring. Some of them are censored. Some aren't. It's like, pick your category and have fun with it. Some are just funny, you know, like trying to get you out of bed and get on the mat. And I've actually got one with me and Jake and Scott in that's pretty entertaining. And you just can't believe it. Is it going to keep going? And I'm like, please, hit the workout button. You know, so.
And this is the perfect avenue for you, too, because knowing you for so long, you're such an idea guy. You come up with these constant ideas and you get these goals. Instead of having to, you know, get an idea and produce it, send it out for DVDs and shipping, you get an idea or something you're inspired by, you can put it out there and have it out in the same day.
That's the beauty, man. You know, and like, I'm going to do workouts like in the middle of the day, they'll go live, you know, and I'll give everybody a countdown so they know. Like the ones that'll be like the registered countdown for the morning, like 9 a.m. or 6 p.m., that's going to be a live class that's coming from the performance center, you know, so that energy is going to be sick. that energy is going to be off the chart, and it's just going to be so much fun. The other ones could be just like, I know Arthur wanted to come down here and do some of the live stuff, so he was coming down sometime in August. December, at the end of the year, and wanted to do one of the live workouts, and then I'll do some special stuff with him. When Stacy comes down, I might just do a spot, mm-hmm. just me and her working out together, and maybe we're just doing hip openers or, you know, working on it, you know, low back stretches or whatever. There'll be stuff that there's a lot of different DDPY that's going to come out in the next year, which will be DDPY chill, which is done not as loud, not one, you know, it's more like, you know, it's more like a whisper, but it's still
engaging. Perfect for me.
Yeah, exactly. And I got Jim Mabes teaching the class right now. And, you know, then I've got DDPY flow, which is a constant movement. Like a lot of times we're not moving. Now we're calling the level one our burn workout, you know, because yep. it's all about burning fat, you know, and just getting your body heated up. And so Christina and Stevie Richards, we sat around today and really wrote up, like, what are these workouts, you know? And, like, prenatal, like Stacy, it's called DDPY for Mamas. And,
cool.
You know, Christina and Liz Collins worked on that for a long time. So I'll bring Liz in and, you know, I'll start it off and give it right to the girls. And, you know, they'll probably do like a first semester, second semester, third semester, and do their workout that they've developed for this. So that'll be coming sometime out in spring. You know, of course there's, you know, DDPY for kids. So all these different types of workouts that, you know, aren't the same thing. Travis, did I hit your question, or did you have another one?
You hit my question. You hit my question then. So I even remember you saying something a while back on even doing your own restorative sort of
yes.
deal there. So I see you going into something like this here sometime soon. No, you hit it, and I kind of had an idea that, you know, we were going to get mods and everything like that with level two here, but I kind of wanted to hear your take on it. The other thing I want to just, I've been watching the conversation on Facebook, and everybody's been really chomping at the bit to get at this app, because this is the most talked about app over the past year. And everybody's like, well, it's, you know, you put the DDP Yoga Now site up, and saying, you've said everything you put out, sign up on December 3rd. Well, me being the tech world, I know people don't read, you know, people have selective reading or selective hearing when it
sure.
comes to instruction. I'm going to just go ahead and sign up now. So if somebody has problems,
well, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why you don't want to do that. The reason why we said the third, Robert's going to send a code out to everybody, you know, who's already invested in the program. Now here's what you do. If say your, you know, your email that you use all the time is travis@travisgreen.com. Say that's what it is, you know,
right.
and that's the one you're used to using. Well, if you've already signed up, you won't be able to sign up with that handle again. You could use Travis, but you won't be able to use that email. Am I right, Robert?
I believe that's right, yes.
Right. So that's why you sort of want to wait to the third. And, you know, me and Steve and Robert will be talking about that tomorrow. The reason why we wanted to wait to the third is because we didn't want to get overrun with people, you know, that, you know, and shuts us down. You know, because
right.
we sent it out to 186,000 people. You know, so
Shark Tank over again.
Yeah, right.
The
fact that we don't want to get overloaded. You know, and when people get on, it'll be good for the entire month. You know, whenever you start, and you know, it's like the people for who invest in the program today. They'll get the, you know, the 3 months with it, and it's something. So now they'll be able to register for that, you know, but they got to register by the end of December or, you know, it goes away, you know. So, you know, but really anybody who spent the money to get the program pretty much knows that. So they did it. What I'm excited about, and please, once you get it, give us that rating. I'm so grateful that the people, we had 29 reviews last time Steve told me, 25 of them were fives, you know, wow. And that's as good as you can get. Our overall rating right now is 4.68, which I'm incredibly proud of. Anything over four is super score, you know, because that means the work we put in was so worth it. And when I ask people to wait, it's sort of like when Arthur's video went viral and it went crazy, and all of a sudden everybody was trying to order DDP Yoga, and we weren't ready for that because we didn't do it for that reason. We put the video out there to inspire people. We thought it would, you know, up our business, but we didn't think it would like go boom, you know. So I didn't have any of the product, you know. So we had to order everything, and I had to make videos saying, "Hey, I'm really sorry." You know, we weren't ready for this. We didn't. This isn't like I played an infomercial. I didn't spend money on this, you know. And you know, the positive side of Twitter, and it's going to take me, because when I get done with this, I'll be on Twitter for the next, you know, couple of hours, because I haven't answered anybody back from yesterday, and I try to stay ahead of it, and it's no one doing it for me. It's me. But if you ask me a long question, I can't answer a long answer. Right. You know, if it's a simple, something simple, I can. And I specifically, you know, I was looking to see, okay, we're putting this out here. Google Play isn't up yet. iTunes isn't up yet. I don't even want to tell people to go to ddpyoganow.com because I don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
So what happened was this. If you try to sign in with ddpyoganow.com, it would bring you to the site, but it would let you register, put down your name, put down your password, and you went to hit enter, it would start all over again. And it just kept doing that. Now, I come across this guy, Rick, on Twitter. He said, just try it. And remember, I don't know. You can go to ddpyoganow.com. I don't know. It's my company. I don't know. So I've got so many things going, trying to spin so many plates. I just thought it's not on iTunes or Google Play. Cool. Nobody can get it yet. You know? By the way, brand new site that I built with a brand new app, they weren't the same company. I thought I was going to – I did something really beautiful. Well, Steve, you put it together, and Robert really put it together and really saved the day, because they weren't interacting in the final couple of days going into Thanksgiving.
Yep. That's true.
So when Rick says, just try to get on ddpyoganow.com, what a disaster – Tried to get on, kept kicking me out. And it's like 3 hours ago Rick wrote this. So I come on. I don't read from the beginning, like from 1 minute out. I read from the last time I came on at DDP Yoga. By the way, when I finish that, I go to the last time I was on real DDP, because a lot of times it's not the same people. And they're talking about different stuff. So bottom line is sometimes I lose some because Twitter just rolls so fast. But to Rick, I wanted him to know, dude, sorry about that. You know, we just launched. We're going to have a few hiccups. Now, I don't realize as I move forward going through all the people who say stuff on Twitter, I don't realize that people are going, hey, dude, lighten up. DDP's working his ass off. So many people. And Rick was really cool. You know what I mean? I was glad I wasn't crazy with what a disaster. But, you know, Rick was like, dude, hey, I got it going. And what you had to do was put www.ddpyoganow.com. So when we find, that is the whole weekend. We can't get to anybody. So I just got to tread water, you know, and try to put out a little fire here and a little fire there. Thank God it weren't big fires. Mm-hmm. Thank God 186,000 people didn't come at the same time. You with me? Nice to
know. Yeah.
Like, you know? So, but Rick and I mean, I know Rick, R-I-K, you know? But if Rick would have been back, and you know, if he'd have been a jerk to me, I just would have went delete, because I don't allow negativity on my. If someone wants to spew negativity, go somewhere else. But Rick wasn't. Rick was awesome. You know, and Rick, you know, I know Rick now. You know, but that's because he was a good guy. Whenever I see anybody on Twitter put any kind of negative shit up there, I don't care if it's about me, the program, somebody else, they get muted, deleted, and spammed. You know, it's like, I don't want them around me. You know,
yeah.
I don't need them. Mm. You know, it's about positive energy. You know, I'm going to leave you guys with something that I you know, it's the power of positive energy is the most powerful thing we have. When my wife got cancer, I mean, it was scary as shit, but neither one of us fell into that hole. Neither one of us. We built each other up. I was more tore up than she was, and I wouldn't sell it, you know, but she was so strong. Her positive energy was everything, and I've lived my whole life like that. And one of my heroes growing up was Muhammad Ali. And I loved everything about him. I loved that he pissed people off. I loved that they, you know, the things that they said, and he proved them wrong, you know. But after a while, everyone became an Ali fan. And as I'm, you know, so many of his quotes, you know, we all float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, you know, all that kind of stuff that he said that was, you know, funny and entertaining. But I'm looking through, I believe it's called Brainy Quote or something. Let me pull it up and see exactly what the name of that quote, that app
is. What's the website?
It's called
Brainy Quote.
Brainy Quote?
You can Brainy go to app or brainyquote.com.
So I'm going through there, and I come across this quote, and it says, the repetitions of affirmations leads to belief. And once that belief becomes a deep conviction, things begin to happen. And I was like, wow, because you watch Saturday Night Live years ago, and, you know, it's sort of a cliche where you'll see someone look in the mirror and go, I'm a good person. I deserve this. I'm a good person. I deserve this. I'm a good person. You know, that's like them making fun of that, but a lot of people have to do that because they don't think they're a good person. They don't think they deserve shit. They put themselves down. I always tell people, don't treat me the way you want to be treated. Treat me the way I want to be treated. I don't want to be treated like how people want it, like the, you know, the golden quote, you know, treat people the way you want to be treated. Most people treat themselves like shit. They talk down to themselves. They bury themselves. They put themselves down all the time. Hell, don't treat me like that. Treat me the way I want to be treated. You know, so that whole thing of saying those positive things, whatever that is, and again, that line, the repetition of affirmations leads to belief. And once that belief becomes a deep conviction, things begin to happen. Muhammad Ali said that. He said that. But think about the one thing. When you think of Muhammad Ali, the one thing every single person will remember him saying, I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest of all time. I am the greatest. He probably said it a billion times. And when they picked the top 100 athletes of the last century, he was number one.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Was he really the greatest athlete of that century? You know what? He's number one. That didn't just happen by happenstance. That happened because he manifested that dream, that vision, since he was 20 years old. He manifested that dream into a reality. Each person who's listening to this show tonight, each person who gets involved in our program with Team DDP Yoga, there's so many people to help you. with Robert and Stacy and Michael here on this show. There's so many people that want to reach out and help you, because when they're helping you, they're helping themselves. There's no one on this show or listening to this show who can't achieve at least a serious version of their goal. You just got to keep moving forward, work your ass off. You know, the movie The Secret had a lot of great things about it. You can manifest dreams into reality. I've been doing it my whole life, manifesting. You have to really know me to know that the DDP Yoga Performance Center is built, alive, and paid for. I don't owe a dime on anything. The app is built and paid for because of everything I put. I don't bet on anyone but myself and my team and the people who work with me. Because when you really believe in something and you work towards it, you see, that's the one thing The Secret didn't teach you. They didn't teach you The Secret. You got to work for it. Work ethic equals results. Action. Mm-hmm. You got it, Stacy. Action. Thanks so much for having me on, guys. I promise I'll be back in 5 to 6
All
weeks,
right.
And we'll give an update on everything.
Thank you. Thank you
Wonderful.
So much, Dallas.
Great to have you back.
Hey, guys. Thank you. And,
love you,
guys. Dallas, we're going to wrap things up, but Dallas is one of those guys that he told me years ago when he first got this concept of the app that it was going to be all this. And sometimes when guys are so passionate about something, they kind of build it up more than it's going to be. And I've learned not to bet against Dallas or doubt anything he said. This is everything it's going to be. It's everything that the future is going to be. And so many business models and fitness models are going to follow this suit. And, you know, it's passionate and it's passion and belief in yourself, as you said. And I just tell you, don't bet against them. And thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for Dallas for coming back on. Next week, we are going to be back with another show. We have a very special guest next week. Of course, we were talking about him earlier. Arthur Borman pretty much got everything rolling on this this entire journey of making this thing blow up worldwide. Arthur was the one that got the ball rolling along with Dee and Steve Yu, and he's going to be on next week. So thank you guys so much for listening. Stacey, anything to add?
No, just, go out there and have a great week and enjoy life. You know, there's a lot of heavy stuff going on, but enjoy life. There's a lot of good, too.
Yes, absolutely. And Robert?
Go check out the app. It's awesome. Just be patient for your emails. We're getting to them.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll keep you updated. Robert's constantly on social media giving you updates of what's going on and what to expect with the app and how to get it and all that fun stuff. So keep it on DDP Yoga on Facebook, DDPYoga.com, and DDP Yoga on Twitter. And until next week, thank you guys so much. We're back next week with Arthur Borman as we roll into the holiday season. And I hope you guys have a great week. And own it this week. And remember, no matter what happens, no matter what you do, never, ever, ever, ever give up. I'll see you guys.
On this day.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.